Okay, this is still in beta, and I guess we were talking before we started recording, so let's just get into it. This is a rant about how bad Fallout New Vegas is.
Fine, yes. So that's the game that I've been playing, is Fallout New Vegas, and I kept hearing all this stuff about how great it is and how much better it is than the other Fallouts, and I'm not seeing it because I chose to play a stealth character / sniper, and everything about the game design worked against that character build because, you know, a stealth character, and I just read the stats on when I just from the get-go from creating the character. Like the stats on the special, like everything about using being a gun wielding character that liked to sneak around was I should be using perception to spot things and steady stuff and agility to like have better skill with guns. So I focused on those and I was like, I'm going to be stealthy so that I can sneak around and not be seen. And, you know, using agility and all that. And then, like, I put a bunch of points into intelligence so that I could put a lot of points into my skills. Because I know if you're going to be stealthy, you got to have a lot of skill points early on in the game to deal with that kind of stuff and to pick locks and shit. And then the stats that my dumb stats that were like, well, these are not going to be useful to me at all, were strength, endurance, and charisma. Charisma, I stand by. Totally useless skill. Totally useless stat. There's no reason to even have any points in it at all because the only thing that matters with charisma is the speech skill, which is an intelligence. I know like they say that like raising, you know, putting points into charisma like increases like your starting speech skill, but putting points into intelligence instead, over the course of the game, you will have speech maxed out much quicker than if you put 10 points into charisma. And you get to have every other skill in the game maxed out too.
Uh-huh.
So charisma, total crap. But a stealth character still needs a bare minimum of like 6 strength because every fucking sniper rifle has a strength requirement of 6, which is insane. Like all of the weapons other than like freaking pistols and daggers have these crazy high strength requirements on them. And so that's what they should say. If you want to be a sniper, use strength. Like nothing about strength. When you look at strength description, it's all about melee and stuff. Not every weapon in the game.
Yeah. I remember in other versions of Fallout, and it's probably true for that, but like the heavy weapons, like the heavy guns, have a minimum strength component.
Yeah, like
but that I makes wasn't sense.
Right, I wasn't planning on using a freaking rocket launcher or a minigun or something.
Yeah,
but they have the same or lower strength requirement than a sniper rifle.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
No, it's ridiculous. A flamethrower, lower strength requirement than a sniper rifle. So there's that. Then there's the whole other thing about stealth characters just don't get to exist because their level design is bullshit. Because you'll be walking around, perception of 10, nothing. No, you don't see anybody anywhere at all. And then you take 2 steps into a room or you pick up an item on the ground and all of a sudden just magically ninjas just spawn out of nowhere and are in a room and see you and know where you are, and you don't get to hide or sneak attack at all.
Mm.
And that happened all over and over again, all over the place. So I don't care what anybody else says about this game. If you're trying to play a stealth character or a sniper, it is bullshit game. It is not made for you.
Yeah, I played a melee character.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think I played a high intelligence melee character.
Yeah, and really the only stats that you need in the game are strength and intelligence and vitality. Because every single freaking perk that's any good also requires strength and vitality. That was the other thing. And I was also like, I'm not going to put any points in survival. I don't really care about that. But then it's like every crafting recipe in the game requires like 85 survival. And I was just like, oh, this is so stupid. I was putting a bunch of points into repair initially because that was the one that I thought you needed to like craft weapon related stuff. But no, everything was survival. In spite of it saying initially survival is like, basically survival is just for food. And it's like, okay, I don't care about crafting food, but then like everything needed survival as a requirement for like crafting stuff. And almost nothing needed repair. And then more stuff needed guns and explosions. I get explosions, but I wasn't making explosives. But what was the other one? Medical. To make all of the drugs in the game, there was no medicine. Like, there's a medicine skill, and nothing used medicine for crafting stims or anything. It was all survival. So stupid. The medicine skill is used for, like, four things, and it's all, like, quest stuff. It's basically just for speech checks in a couple of quests, and that's all the medicine skill does.
Hmm. Yeah, I think there's other I think the thing that I'm realizing is that some of the like perks and things as I'm looking these up, like there's not so much a minute to minute gameplay reason to have some of these perks, but there's some like perks like Lady Killer that unlock specific dialogue options for different side quests, and so it's mm-hmm. almost like a lock and key mechanic of like you have to know, or if you take that perk you'll find out that I can manipulate these situations, these specific situations with that perk. And I think that is the case with beyond just like the stat checks, there's other perk checks like that like beyond whatever gameplay mechanic they might add, they add this other like speech check mechanic.
Yeah,
something.
I saw a handful of those, and the only stats that I saw that did that were perception and intelligence. I never saw one for charisma, because it'll show you checks that you can fail. There was never a charisma check. That's always speech.
Yeah, so it's not what is it, the skill charisma or the stat charisma?
The special.
Yeah, the special. Yeah. I'm talking about like perks that unlock that I don't think you see are faded out until you have the perk.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got one of those perks, like the Lady Killer type ones. I got one of those just so I could do extra damage to male characters, since most of the enemies in the game are male.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it for that reason. But the opportunity to use that in speech and dialogue options maybe came up twice.
Okay, so there are also some looks like there's some companion-centric perks that require a minimum charisma. That kind of looks like it. Other than that, it's barter and speech, I guess.
Yeah, charisma is total trash.
Oh, well, I don't know. Like I said, I don't think I...
Again, this is...
I think I had very high
charisma.
This is
charisma.
I either didn't have a very high charisma, or I had, a bunch of, like, outfits that gave me high charisma.
You could just take a party time Mintats and then just be at like plus 5 charisma, so it doesn't really matter. But yeah, I mean, that was the It's just irritating.
Yeah, I feel like I'm now, like, I have memories, and I've of like why I thought it was better than 3. And I've got my own qualms with 4.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just too far removed from 3 and New Vegas to know, to have like a better definitive answer, you mm-hmm. know? Like, it's just like, it's just hazy memories and like hindsight or nostalgia. But I do remember that, like, I remember you commenting about like how empty everything is. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it's a very empty map, but it is Las Vegas.
Yeah, but it's, I mean,
so,
it's
like they kind of nailed it.
It's right, but it's more than that. It's like, you know, you'll go through an area and you kill all the scorpions and then they just never come back again. And it's just like dead forever. Like, I feel like stuff respawned more frequently or at all in the other Fallout games. And like pretty much every container in the game, like there were, you know, in Fallout 3 and 4, like you could go into, they had like the Radiant Dungeon type of stuff, you know, where you could like go in, like creatures would respawn and chests would refill and stuff. So mm-hmm. that like maybe if you didn't find the weapon mod that you needed at some point, or you needed like a 15th sniper rifle to go repair your sniper rifle, because that's the only way to repair it is to like Voltron together the copies of the exact same weapon. But like the economy in New Vegas, like every container once you loot it is empty forever.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember that.
Uh-huh.
But then again, I barely had much. Again, being a melee character, my looting was just like, is this a gun? Sell it. Is this ammo? It weighs nothing, so I hold on to that and I use that as money plus.
Money like, plus. Yeah.
Like bottle caps are supposed to be the currency in that game, but for me it was bullets. Mm-hmm. And it's always been bullets in those games because I play a melee character.
Yeah.
So I find all this ammo and I'm just like, what am I going to do with 5.56 ammo? I don't have
Yeah, gun and that was the thing that also drove me crazy, because I'm playing a gun character and it's like, there's not only is there like 100 different types of ammo for all of the guns, but then each gun, there's like 7 different types of 5.56 ammo.
Is that because of the like Gun Runner DLC that you were playing?
Not
with?
Exclusively, I don't think, but because there's like the regular version of the ammo, and then there's the armor piercing version of the ammo, and then there's the hollow point version of the ammo, and then there's the hand loader version of the ammo. And it's just like, there was so much focus on stuff that I give no shits about. And then like no, and then other stuff, there was just like nothing for.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, are you done with it yet?
I don't know. I think maybe I'm just going to rush through it and just, I'm kind of getting over it. Like, I got all the way up to the end of one of the DLCs called Lonesome Road, and that was the one that really pissed me off, because the entire level design of that game, of that whole DLC, was there are no enemies. Take 2 steps, and now the enemies are behind you that weren't there before. Like, literally every single point of interest worked that way.
Oh. I don't think I ever... did I play that one? I'm not sure that I played that one. I played Old World Blues. That's the one that I played.
Yeah, that one was fine.
Yeah. I mean, really, the best thing about Old World Blues was listening to the 4 like disembodied brains. Uh-huh.
And
because they were just written pretty funny.
Dr. Venture and the others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Lonesome Road was just a trash fire for me. And that, and then here's like the worst part of it is like you get to the end and the like there's this dude that's like annoying you the whole time that you're going through, and it's like, okay, that's the bad guy. And so I got in, it was like the first time, and this is one of those great boss battles that were advertised, right? Like, so I finally get into the room that he's in, and he's all the way at the end of the room, and it's like, well, I could go up to talk to him, but he's looking away from me, so I just shot him in the back of the head and killed him immediately from across the room. And then the room, like right where I was standing, just dude after dude just comes through that door just in waves, like so many, like seriously, like 20 guys right where I'm at. So like, oh, I got the stealth kill on the boss, and now I get the totally overwhelming number of guys right next to my face for like no reason.
Uh-huh.
And then you come up and it's like, okay, here's the story part that I didn't want to listen to that dick face talk through because I was sick of his shit. But it's like, he's set off this nuclear warhead to go blow up the NCR, some NCR settlements. And it's like the whole, it's like, okay, well, I can redirect the warheads to target the Legion instead. Or if I want to be an extra douche, I can target Legion and NCR stuff for whatever reason, because you're a nihilist moron. But like the real, like the good air quote decision is to disable the nuclear launch entirely. But that requires sacrificing your little robot, because the robot has to overload its circuits, decrypting the code to turn it off. You can target the Legion cities with the warheads without sacrificing the robot, but you can't target nothing. You can't target the ocean or something, right?
Uh-huh.
Right, yeah. There's
space.
You can't target nothing. So the only way to not genocide at all is to make the robot kill itself. And it's like, okay, well, clearly that's the good ending, right? Because you're doing the right thing, even though you lose your like robot ET friend. Right. So it's like, okay, I did that. And then I like go look up and it's like, what's the result of that? It's the worst possible result. Like from a gameplay standpoint, it's the worst possible result. Because if you blow up the NCR and the Legion, then there'll be like an extra location that unlocks on the main map, on the wasteland map that has the best equipment of that DLC is in these two like nuclear exploded. There's these two sites that got bombed.
You've got to go to the irradiated craters. Yeah, so you have to go to the irradiated craters,
and that's where the best mansion has in the game are in those locations. So the way to get the best items from that expansion is to bomb both factions and make them both absolutely hate you and get like the worst rep possible in the game to get the good items.
Uh-huh.
And then I was just like, fuck this game.
Yeah, I mean, that scene, because it sounds so stupid, because you would think that gear's there, like in both those places.
Right, but you can't get to those locations until you blow them up with a nuclear warhead for some reason.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense. Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know.
And you get nothing for saving people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, you lose a companion.
Yes. Option. You get negative for saving people.
Yeah. Well, whatever, I guess.
So yeah, I'm probably just going to stick with that ending, with that version of it, where I don't have to go explore more content because I'm getting sick of it anyway. And my plan is I'm just going to go to Caesar's palace, and just fucking murder him in the face, genocide his whole camp, and I'm just going to kill everyone. I'm just going to kill everyone. That's going to be my solution. Because there's a kill everyone option in the faction choices. It's like Fallout. It's like Fallout 4, where there's like the three factions, and you choose which one to help. Except one of the options is nobody.
So the lore behind the Caesar's stuff is that they found those outfits at Caesar's Palace, right?
No, because they came from like Arizona or some shit.
Oh man, it's such a missed opportunity.
Right.
Like, it's right there. Like, it's right there. You know.
No, it has nothing to do with Caesar's Palace.
Well, I have been... Okay, well, I guess two things. One is I'm back in the cutoffs. So I'm...
What?
I'm back into playing Final Fantasy 16?
Oh.
No, 7.
Seven, yeah.
Because there's like the original, or like Remake, Rebirth has a hard mode that unlocks after you beat the main game. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to play the hard mode. And then I started playing the hard mode, and there's a bunch of like extra Chadley's fights and
extra
stuff.
What fights?
Chadley, the boy robot.
I don't know who that is now.
He was the boy with suspenders, and you meet him and he's like, an excellent specimen or something whenever he sees Cloud for the first time. And then he's talking about how much he loves Cloud all the time. And you do all of your combat simulations. It's how you get the summons in that game.
Oh,
it's Chadley.
God. Okay. Yeah. I'd forgotten he existed. I only played the first Final Fantasy VII remake once. And I had forgotten that character entirely.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Like, I don't know. He grew on me quite a bit. And then one of my friends who was playing it also hates Chadley so much. And that kind of makes me love Chadley a little bit more.
Yeah.
So
I nothing him, so there you go. Does that make you like him more or less?
It has no effect on me. So
as it should.
But yeah, and then I started going through the main, and it's, you know, when you're skipping all the cutscenes because you already know what's going on, you just kind of like rush through some of the storyline stuff, and like playing some of those bosses, there's some like extra boss attacks and things. So I don't know how long I'm going to keep up with it, but I do like, I enjoy the combat in that game so much that like, even in like just the combat sim stuff, I was like, like this boss was really hard and like, nearly killed me the first time through, but now I like know what he's doing, and
you know what you're doing,
and I know what I'm doing, and so now I can like almost not take any damage during these boss fights because of the perfect block kind of stuff that you can do in that game, which it feels like adding that is like an integral piece of fighting in hard mode. Like, it seems like it's necessary to be functional in hard mode at all, is to utilize just not taking any damage from different attacks by timing things. Uh-huh.
That generally works for all combats, I think. Just not taking any damage is a good key to success.
Yeah. Well, but what I'm saying is, like, you know, the first game didn't have that. They introduced that in the DLC. And so it's like, I think they've modified the boss fights anticipating that you're going to need to do that a lot. And like, the AI doesn't know how to do that all the time. And so they're really kind of the weak link in some of these fights. And so like, I was playing one boss and it was like Barrett and Red 13 were the characters you're stuck with. And like, Red 13 just kind of died at some point because he took way too much damage and wasn't blocking correctly. And I'm like, well, I guess you're dead, and I'm just going to beat this boss fight with one character.
You'll get a Phoenix down later.
So, Oh, no, I can't use items in hard mode, so he's just dead for that fight. And then after the fight's over, he comes back to life with one HP.
So they're not dead afterwards, and you have to bring them back to Phoenix Town?
Oh, yeah, they're not dead.
So how do you do the Ruby weapon fight where you have to start with two characters dead?
Well, that's not in this game.
We'll figure that out later.
Oh, yeah. They do introduce weapons, though, in this one, but they look more like space whales. They don't look like they don't look like Gundams like the other ones.
They don't. Yeah, they don't look like kaiju battlers.
Oh, so OK. So I was watching a guy who was playing through the 7 remake, I liked his videos because he like points out things from the original game and like how they're different or whatever. But he brought up like side-by-side comparisons of the different weapons, and he was like, and here are the Gundam designs that they are exactly. And it's like, oh yeah, that is them to a T. They are just Gundams. So, you know, that was funny, but yeah, they're like weird space whales.
I wonder if you could do that with everything though. Like, because there's just so many freaking Gundams, like if you took every single robot in like the Pacific Rim universe, uh-huh. I'll bet there's a Gundam that they exactly match. It's kind of like taking every joke in a sitcom and finding a Simpsons joke that already happened that was the same thing. It's like, they've already done all of them, so you're going to find one. Like, if it's a humanoid robot, there's a Gundam that looks like that.
But, like, I don't think you understand. Here, I found the picture. I think the exception is Ruby Weapon. It doesn't quite look so on the nose, but, like, the other two... The diamond weapon, absolutely. It's like 100% that design.
It's not. It's not, though. I mean, the feet are very different. The hands are totally different. It's just got big shoulder pads.
And the chest plate and the way the legs are shaped. And then, like...
The chest emerald, plate is different.
The emerald weapon...
And the diamond weapon also has, like, a crazy cape behind it that the other one doesn't. There's a lot of differences.
But I think there's enough similarity that it's more than coincidence.
I disagree. I think a lot of this is coincidental. And the Ruby weapon is a terrible. That's like not even close.
Yeah, I think you're very wrong.
Okay, well, I think it's
100%.
And I'm older than you, so I'm right.
Yeah, I don't know. This is... I'd be willing to bet that this is true. So anyway, I'm doing that. I also like not playing that. I started a free game that I got called Grime that I'm kind of done with. Partly because it's a like Metroidvania style game with mm-hmm. some like vague Souls sort of gameplay mechanics of like collecting resources and then using those to like upgrade stats. And there's like checkpoint bonfire-esque things that you can, those are your, you know, save points and the, like using them to regen stuff, like respawns enemies, you know, Souls game stuff. And, I don't know. I think I just don't, I guess I just lose patience with Metroid-style games because I get tired of walking back and forth between the same places repeatedly when it's mm-hmm. like, oh, you know, there's clearly a thing you should be able to do something with, but you can't, and you've got to, like, go some other way and remember where on the map you haven't been so that you can go back to there later.
Yeah, it's... I think this is what, like, some people are like, oh, Ubisoft games are so terrible because they show you where everything on the map is. And then sometimes I'm like, good, because I don't have to remember this shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, thanks for telling me where that is. So when I get the thing to do the thing, I don't have to go back through the entire game and find, like sometimes that's a pain in the ass. And any decent Metroid type game should have a fast travel system that you get pretty early on also, because it's not fun to have to go like literally fight your way back through all that crap all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, in this game, they've given you a pretty weak fast travel system that, like, it would be one thing if you could just fast travel to all of your bonfire at like things, but you can't. You have to find the fast travel points that are elsewhere and unlock them. And they're like not in valuable spaces from what I can tell.
And what is this again that you're talking about?
Grime. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had never heard of it. I just was looking through my list of things that that were free and was like, sure, let's try this one. I have not had the desire I have to, like, get back into playing Final Fantasy VII hard mode is like that exists, and I have a desire to go back and play more of that. But when I think, like, should I play more of Grime? I think, no. No, I think I've had my fill of that game. I guess the only thing new is, like, apparently the PS5 Pro is suspected to be announced tomorrow or something like that.
Okay, so this is the real PlayStation 5?
What do you mean the real PlayStation 5?
I don't know. That was more like a notorious thing for, like, Nintendo consoles or whatever. It's like, here's the Game Boy, the Game Boy shit, and then we'll release the Game Boy good later. Once all the weebs have bought the original, like, the crappy version of the Game Boy, then we'll release one that actually has a light and a headphone jack on it.
Oh, yeah. Like, the Game Boy, because, like, they had, like, the Game Boy Advanced, and then the Game Boy Advance SP.
They did it with the Game Boy Advance and with the DS. And I don't know if they did it with the 3DS, but they definitely did it with at least two.
I thought with the 3DS, they did a version that was like the 2DS.
Yes, they did a version that was not 3D.
The 3D.
Yes.
Yeah. That one cracked me up. Because that one also didn't, like, fold in on itself, right? Like the others did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, this whole thing, this whole 3D gimmick, you're just like tossing it out to make a version that doesn't have that. Still no word from Nintendo on making a version of the Switch that can actually run games these days. Because even their, like, first party stuff doesn't run well anymore.
Yeah. Unlike the original Switch.
Yeah.
And they're like, there will be no new updated faster processor Switch or anything.
I don't know. Like,
yeah,
they keep giving sort of non answers. Like, it's not. We're not going to talk about a new Switch. We're not going to talk about, like, every time they have a Nintendo Direct, they would say, like, we're not talking about the next Switch, like beforehand. And so it's just like everybody gets really excited. And then they say they're not going to talk about it. And then they're like, all right, well, I'm not going to watch it then.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm done. I don't care.
I don't care what new Smash Brothers characters you're adding to that game. I stopped playing it 10 years ago. But we've added Wally.
I don't know which Wally you're talking about. Are you talking about the Pixar Wally? Or are you talking about just a new guy named Wally?
I was thinking the Pixar Wally.
Okay.
But now I'm mad. I don't know. I want to think of some, like, weird, like, total deep cut character that they would add from list anything at something.
I think you're going to be hard pressed to find that, because they've added so many, like, they've got, like, Rob the robot accessory for, like, the Super Nintendo.
Well, but they've added non-Nintendo characters.
Yeah.
So it could be something, it could be like, the masturbating bear from Conan O'Brien or something.
No, that's got to be in multiverses. That's, you got to have that guy fight Scooby-Doo.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens there.
Yeah.
Batman, Scooby-Doo, the masturbating bear from Conan O'Brien. I don't know who the fourth
one is. The Noid.
Yeah. Gah. Well, now you're getting me to want to play multiverses.
Just, they could just have like a whole, like, I mean, they could have pizza in there. They could have like the Caesar.
The little Caesar guy?
Yeah, they just have like a pizza verse, right? Like, you could have the Noid and pizza and.
And Pizza the Hut.
Right, Pizza the Hut, yeah.
They don't have a mascot, do they?
Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut. Yeah.
I guess not. I can't think of anything immediately.
I can't think of anything. I know Papa John's used to have John.
John Papa, yeah.
John Papa. John Paparoni, that's his name, right?
John Paparoni, I think that is his full
name. His Christian name. Yeah. 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 He just gets real angry and sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's like, you're going to eat that pepper that I put in that box with your pizza. You're going to eat that damn pepper.
No, it gets the crust all gross and soggy on one side. I don't want it.
You're going to eat it.
Makes you dip it in the special garlic sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That is such a bad thing. That is like, nobody wants it. It's like, have you ever eaten at Firehouse Subs?
No, but, you know, but I know someone about? Who does. I'm married to someone who does. And if you're going to talk about that pickle, he wants the pickle.
No, I hate that pickle so much.
Well, some people like it.
Because it, and I will tell them, I will tell the person I'm saying, don't put the pickle
for every
there.
Pickle I
don't
find, put the pickle. I shall kill you.
Yeah, it's
does not work
because I'll get it to go because there's one right next to the office. So I used to go there all the time, but now I don't. Like I don't. I'm not a patron of Firehouse Subs much these days because it's just not one that I want to. There's not one that I have to walk to, and so, but that would get like a meatball sub, and they'd put the pickle. Not in the bag with adjacent to the sub. They would put it in the same box as the meatball sub.
So it's you'd have getting this pickle wet... all over your Italian business.
Yeah. Like my meatballs and my, you know, provolone and stuff are getting pickle stench and possibly juice on it. And I'm like, this is ruining it. I don't want dill on my meatball sub.
Mm-hmm. It's like if you ordered it's a disgusting. Slice of cake and just put a pickle on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I bought a loaf of bread and there's a pickle in it.
Right.
Just like in the middle of it. I don't want that.
Yeah.
But
I mean, that's the problem with those Papa John peppers too, is they're pickled. It's like, stop. They're don't pickled. Pickle shit in there.
Yeah. Like, don't just put
soggy pickled crap next to my bread. Stop putting soggy pickle crap next to bread.
Did I order this pizza with a extra topping that you decided to not put on the pizza? No. Don't put some random ass thing in the box.
Yeah.
That's just loose, right? They've got the little barrier container thing for the garlic sauce that they put in there also. Mm. They need a similar barrier for that pepper, or just don't put it in there. Or just stop.
Yeah, I've never used that garlic sauce either. That's just an extra thing for me to have to throw away.
One time they gave me that and the box got too sweaty because the pizza was too hot and it loosed the seal on that thing.
It came unglued.
It came unglued. And there was one time when it just juiced all over the pizza. So it was like garlic sauce, like, it was worse than the pepper. It was just garlic sauce goop on a half that pizza. And it had, like, it wasn't fresh. Like, it had been there for probably the 20 minutes it took them to deliver it. And so it's just this, like, hot, like, partially hot
This glaze of garlic sauce over the whole pizza.
This garlic sauce glaze just on the underside, just where you're going to have to hold it. And so it's kind of, it's like, it's not crusted, but it's just damp. You know, it's just this like damp crust garlic on your fingers, like right where you need to put your hands.
It's just saturated.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's like, well, you know, it's pre-dipped now. I can't dip in the container's empty at this point because it all just like slid out of. I don't know what if the guy turned the thing upside down or what to get it all out. I don't know how he got it all out of there.
Yeah. I mean, was he like driving through loop to loops? Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what kind of like Tokyo drift this guy was in to get all of the sauce.
The entire sauce
just like onto part of the pizza for me.
I don't know. Yeah.
I did have a good grift going with Papa John's for a little bit where like I had ordered pizza, I guess just like at an inappropriate hour. And they decided of their own volition that that was a subpar delivery. So they gave me a coupon for a free pizza. And the next week I ordered that pizza and they were like, that delivery was bad. Here's a coupon for a free pizza.
So let me tell you this, like, were they ever like, that delivery is bad when the entire garlic sauce was dumped into your pizza?
No, that was a secret just for me. The driver did not seem to notice, even though the bottom of the box was ruined. And like, he just does not even notice.
I'm surprised the pieces just didn't fall out through this like soaked, sloppy cardboard box.
Just like he takes
this,
it
this heavy boiling hot pizza, this like bed of lava that's saturated with garlic on the underside didn't just melt through the box.
Yeah. I don't know how he didn't like pull it out of his satchel or whatever and it just like falls limp to the floor at his feet and it's just like I have your pepperoni.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it's right there.
Because they hold them by the edge, like, with the confidence that the box won't just fall apart. And it seems like it would have just imploded on itself by just grabbing it from, like, one specific point on the box.
Yeah, as thorough as, and maybe the pizza soaking it up and sopping it up like the sponge it is prevented the cardboard from getting overly gooped so that it couldn't just, like, completely fall to pieces. But the other thing is you can't put that box
anywhere.
You can't put it anywhere because you're just gonna get
feast.
All
you can't feast from your lap like you used to because you'll just get garlicky pants.
No, you've got to you'll have to put a towel down first. Otherwise it's just gonna garlic pants, garlic legs. Yeah. You know, it was just awful. I did eat that whole pizza, though. So.
No complaints.
No complaints. 5 stars.
Okay. We can't talk about the current thing. I posted something in your topics. I guess I put it in the wrong section, though.
What did you put?
Oh, this something that I thought was hilarious. So the Star Wars game. This is why I kind of was like interested in like, what the ratings were for the Star Wars game. Star Wars Outlaws. So I know we complained about it before that they had this like ridiculous like $110 and $130 versions of the game. And like one of the main features of paying $100, $110 for the game was that you would get to play it like 4 days earlier. So,
oh, right.
Yeah. So like wonderful news for people on PS5, at least. I don't know about PC, but like for people who did buy it early, the game was surprise, surprise, buggy. And there was a number of spots in quest content where you could get blocked and not be able to complete the content. And when Ubisoft patched that content, they did not patch it in a way that would restore games for people. So all these people that paid an extra like $50 to play the game early get to restart their game is the only way to fix the broken quests. So all of that time they put in playing the game early was just wasted because they had to start the game over. No refunds.
I thought that was pretty insane whenever I heard it, because I thought it was ludicrous to begin with that you would pay basically the same, an additional 100%
it was almost double. Yeah, like if you got that $130 version, it's almost double the price of like the base game.
Yeah.
And you get like, you get to play it early. You get some, I think most of the content that you're paying for was like digital books. It's just like, just who gives a shit? Like that's like a PDF that you can just download pictures of or something. And then the other stuff was like, all like cosmetic stuff for a single player game that nobody else is ever going to see. And then the one quest, like the Jabba the Hutt quest, right? Which, I don't even get me started on like day one paid expansion content for a video game. That's freaking ridiculous. But
yeah,
here, pay $70 to get like 98% of the game.
Yeah, because it's like,
because it doesn't, it's not extra. It doesn't read like extra. It reads like the base game is incomplete.
Yeah. It, especially if it like, if that content like ships on disc.
Yeah, it's like launch day. It's like day one launch content.
Yeah, because it's not as if, I mean, and it's not as if it's, I'm trying to think of a justification for that.
I don't know.
Like, but I can't even like, because it has to be ready at the same time, basically, as the base game.
Right.
And the only, like, the delay between that content is maybe like a couple of weeks or something at most, if you have to like all, but if it's going to be on the disc, that's not true. Like it has to be done at the same time. You'd have to be able to like make a separate download for just that stuff to be released later.
And I am maybe certain, because it's an Ubisoft game, that there's a location on the map that's like blue or something. If you, if you get the base game, that's like, you click on it to try and travel to it, and then it's just like takes you to the store.
Yeah. You like, you can drive up to Jabba's palace or whatever where it takes place, and you get to the like Ichuta like guy, and he, and it just says, it brings up a dialogue, like a non-diegetic dialogue that says like, you didn't pay money for this, chump.
Yeah.
You know, ugh.
Absolutely, I'm sure that happens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all the more reason to wait for it to be on sale and be the like game of the year edition with all the extra stuff.
Yeah.
Or something.
For $3 in 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. If in what, did it launch this month or last month?
Like last week.
Last week?
Yeah.
Oh, last week was the real launch, not the pre-real launch, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so come October, we'll see how much the price has dropped. Yeah, I don't know. I am mildly interested in playing it.
I mean, it's an open-world Star Wars game. I would love it to not suck, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and
it's the first like legitimate open-world Star Wars game, right?
Yeah, and you also don't play as a Jedi, and so like there's an interest level there as well of just like, oh, it's not going to just be, you know, lightsaber fights or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do, man, I do miss the, like, Star Wars 1313 project that never saw the light of day. That was, like, there was only a trailer for it years ago. I think it was, like, in the midst of the Disney purchase of Star Wars, and then it got canceled with all the other LucasArts stuff that was happening. But yeah, that was a smuggler game. But I've already heard people complaining about the stealth sections. And I'm like, well, either the stealth sections aren't very good, or they're bad at stealth. I don't know. It's hard to know with some of that stuff.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Like, I've played some of the other, like, that style of game, you know? Like, not necessarily all Ubisoft stuff. Like, I mean, you would think, like, the people that make the Assassin's Creed game could do a decent stealth sequence. Right?
Yeah.
But I mean, I've played other games like that, like freaking, I think Forbidden West had
The Horizon.
Yeah. Had some elements that were some elements like that, that were not good. What was the other one? Oh, the DLC for Cyberpunk had some like stuff at the end of the game that was really terrible, like stealth sequence kind of stuff.
Oh yeah. Man, I still haven't played either of those. Like, I know I keep getting a pop-up about like the DLCs on sale for like $25, and I'm like, it's still $25?
Yeah.
And then Forbidden West. I had Forbidden West on like a Amazon wish list for the like physical copy. And then I guess that got removed from their store. I don't guess that nobody sells the physical copy of that game anymore. So I'm like, well, I guess, I don't know. Maybe I'm not playing that.
I mean, surely it will be on Steam for like really cheap.
Oh yeah. Cause they are like Zero Dawn's on Steam.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Forbidden West is on there too.
Yeah. So oh, look at that. I guess that's what you'll have to do. And again, you know, we've talked about this before, but like, I don't know if I'm going to get it, like, the next consoles. I don't even know if I'm going to get one. Because the thing that I liked about consoles was that you could get the physical discs and, you know, as long as you kept as long as you kept everything in good condition, you know, you could play a 20-year-old game.
Yeah.
On the consoles. But like, they've started to change, you know, like the physical discs don't have the game on them anymore. And like, you have to connect to a server even when you're playing a single player game for no reason. And there's, you know, all these patches to get the game to actually work and stuff. And like, there's, so like, the physical discs are becoming more and more useless. And it's making me not want to have like to worry about consoles anymore. Like the next generation of consoles, I don't even know if they'll have a disc slot on them. And if they don't, I'm not going to get them.
Yeah.
And most of them are like also have some kind of like play anywhere mode. So you don't even need a console.
Well, I mean, and that maybe, I think that's kind of the direction Xbox is headed in, is you're just going to be stuck playing it on the cloud.
Yeah. Yeah, Xbox is like, I mean, they are pimping their Game Pass stuff hard. Like, they do not want you to own a game. They want you to have a subscription and only have temporary access to their content.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people love it because they don't have to, if they can just, like, if it's on Game Pass, then it feels like there's no reason to, like, not try it. And then if you don't like it, well, it was on Game Pass, so just uninstall it. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, you pay a monthly fee, and there was, like, that weird broken period of time where people had, like, year-long subscriptions for, like, $1 mm-hmm. or something. And so, you know, all those people, like, I guess the, I don't know, the ADHD of it all, where they don't have to, like, sit and play anything or, like, commit to something mm-hmm. and finish it. And the fact that they don't actually own anything doesn't matter as much because they don't care enough about the games to want to own them.
Well, yeah, and I think I
don't know.
I feel like it's also, to that point, it's affecting the quality of the games, I think, that are coming out too, right? Where it's like, where especially like the big AAA stuff, right? Like, because if you think about, like, some of the games that are on Game Pass, it's like these big, there's like this big move. Like, what are some of the biggest games that Microsoft has, right? Are like Destiny and stuff. There's like these big live service games that it's like, yeah, okay, so you're paying for Game Pass to play the game for free, but then you're not really playing the game for free if you're buying all of this other, like, you know, if you're playing like a live service game that has all these other, like, loot boxes and things, right? There's all these other ancillary purchases that you're actually making to pay, that pays for the game.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, like, so yeah, put it on, I mean, that's, like, we were talking about, like, like, people are so surprised that fucking, what was that game? Concord, like, bombed, right? Like, when it came out. And it's just like, well, yeah, you were charging money for it. And, like, yeah, there are so many of those games that are free now because that's, like, paying up front for the game is not where the money, you know, is made. It's all the yeah. crap. After you get hooked on the game that yeah. you spend, that does, you know, that makes the cash, that brings in the money. And, like, that's the thing. It's like, and that's what more and more, like, I mean, we just talked about freaking Star Wars game, right? Like, that's a single player game. It's not even live service, but, like, out of the gate, pay for extra content, right? Because yeah. that, like, the price of the game isn't what they're trying to make the money off of. It's all the extra crap that costs, like, an artist, like, 3 hours to make. Right?
Yeah.
It's like painting a skin from blue to red and now charge another $20 for that. I mean, Diablo 4, you know, could have basically been free when it came out. If you look at, like, how much they're charging for all of their extra crap.
Oh, I didn't even, it tells you how much I bothered looking into the extra crap. I did not know that they were selling.
Yeah. I mean, there's stuff. There's like armor and like horse armor and shit on there. That's like as much as the full game now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a weird cycle because you'll have people who are, I probably, like, older curmudgeons like we are who are like, you know, I don't want to have a subpar experience because you want to make a, like, gacha machine or something out of your game. Like, just make a good game and, like, people please stop buying all this extra crap so that it's not viewed as a, like, money-making experience.
Uh-huh.
And then but that doesn't go anywhere, right? Like that what it comes down to is people pay for that stuff. People pay for all the ancillary skins and stuff. Some I suppose.
Yeah.
And it just creates a revenue drip for like over the lifetime of the game. Like even if the game itself drops in price from like $70 to $30 or whatever, those like little bits are still like $5 a piece or something. And $5 is a less invasive ask for a random thing than an additional like $30 for like a involved DLC or something like that. It's like, yeah, all it does is, you know, it makes your footsteps leave rainbows or something, but it was just $2. So if you want that, you know. So that's what every game does now.
Yes.
Well, do you want to wrap it up?
Okay.
I don't know. What do we call this episode?
I don't know. Something, I guess, something about like a sloppy pizza, I guess.
John Pepperoni.
Yeah. John Pepperoni's garlicky bread.
Okay. I guess that'll be it. I guess that's okay. John Pepperoni's
garlicky bread.
Garlicky bread.
Yes.
Okay.